This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Forum on WSMI. I'm your host, Sean Bellett. Today on the program, we're going to talk about a crucial subject with schools. There are so many right now, especially after the governor's order tied to COVID, the return of a school mask mandate, and now vaccination requirements for school staffers and teachers. A lot going on, but one thing that will continue to be a concern most likely if COVID comes and goes from our lives, that is getting kids to and from school. There is a shortage of bus drivers. It's a problem here as far as lack of depth, as opposed to other places where it's an outright crisis. They're struggling to find people to get behind the wheel of a school bus. We'll hear from Superintendent Greg Furstenow of Litchfield Schools. Also information coming from other superintendents across the county, Montgomery County. And then we'll check in with Regional Superintendent of Schools Julie Wallerman, who talks about the quest for good bus drivers to fill those driver's seats in the years to come. That's on today's edition of Forum. It may not be at a crisis level locally, but we had a chance to talk about the concerns for Litchfield Schools with Superintendent Dr. Greg Furstenow.
Well, I think, Sean, when you look at that, yeah, there is a shortage of personnel working in schools, just like there are probably in the healthcare industry.
Exactly.
Transportation is definitely a major problem because we're, by law, we're required to transport students that reside 1.5 miles from the school district, or if they're inside of that in a hazardous area, we have to transport, right? But we're blessed in Litchfield. Bob Witter, our transportation director, does a great job. He had, before taking this job, had been a bus driver within the district. We're fortunate to have the drivers that we have. We're a little concerned when they do decide to retire, or give bus driving up in terms of that, who's going to step up and take their place. So, you know, we're constantly thinking about that. But, you know, last year we purchased 8 new buses, okay? And I think that that's part of it, that you have to have good equipment for the drivers to operate. Driving bus is completely different than when I first got into the business. Most of the buses, you know, now are automatic. Way back when I was in school or teaching, driving the bus with the old twin axles, right?
Yeah.
And that type of situation. But, you know, they have air brakes, and they're really the safest form to transport students on a daily basis. So if you go to Springfield or you go other places that contract transportation out, you constantly see buses. We're hiring. First Mid-State, hiring bus drivers. You know, you do have to have a CDL. You do have to have random drug testing, that type of situation. You have to pass a physical. And, of course, when you've got 60 kids on a bus, you got quite a bit of responsibility as they transport our kids. But, yeah, we are blessed in Litchfield to have the drivers that we do and the commitment that they have to not only our day-to-day transportation, but our extracurriculars. You know, these folks are responsible for hauling our football teams or club teams or whatever they are to out-of-town activities. And we can't thank them enough for keeping our kids safe to and from school. So they are just part of the wheel that goes round and round to educate kids.
Hillsborough Superintendent David Powell tells me they are in need of drivers. When one driver is absent, the transportation director, maintenance director, or junior high principal have to hop up in the bus and get behind the wheel. Over in Nokomis, they say right now all of the regular routes are staffed, and there is one substitute just in case someone does become ill. Superintendent Scott Doerr says they are advertising on social media as much as possible, but he's not going to lie. It's hard to find people to do this job. Checking in with Superintendent Hopper over at the Panhandle Schools, the Lincolnwood Schools, if you will. Right now, they are managing and covering all of their busing needs. If someone is interested in becoming a substitute bus driver for Panhandle's CUSD 2 Consolidated School District, they should reach out to the unit office for more information. Now it's time for a conversation with Regional Superintendent of Schools, Julie Wallerman.
First up, the bus driver situation. I know some districts are doing better than others, but if it's not a crisis now, it sounds like a number of districts are a step away from it becoming one.
We are in definite need of school bus drivers for every district that is part of ROE3. So that's 20 school districts. And it is a problem across the state. There are very few districts that don't need, if nothing else, substitute bus drivers. But I've been checking with colleagues, and they have bus schedules, routes that are having to be combined because they don't have drivers. I actually have in our region, we have a district superintendent that runs a morning and afternoon route every day because he doesn't have enough bus drivers.
I understand the requirements have also gone up over the years. And in addition to the labor issues a lot of businesses are having, I guess it's kind of a two-headed situation. And certainly, I understand beefing up requirements for student safety.
It does have some requirements. They have gone up through the years, but I do think they're doable. Of course, the big one is to be able to secure your CDL driving license. So that's a big part of it, but our districts will help with that. They'll help train you in driving the bus, being able to pass those tests. There's also a annual, first there's an initial school bus driver training through the ROE, and then an annual refresher course that all bus drivers must take. And our trainers are excellent trainers who really work with our drivers to make sure they understand what they need to know. So that test will be passed because we want well-trained bus drivers who understand the safety issues because they are hauling our most important commodity, our children. So it's a big job. Nobody ever said that school bus driving is easy. It's stressful. But it is certainly a rewarding one. You are the first face and the last face that a lot of those students see when it comes to school. So it's an important job, and you're an important part of the school team, and our schools would love to have some more people on that team.
Well, I know the core concern is getting students to and from school, but I can imagine it gets a little difficult with extracurriculars too. I mean, I remember when I went to high school when I had a so-so, you know, that big spectator sport of throwing a shot put and discus, crowds of 1 to 2 people. But I remember our coach hopped in the bus and drove. And I imagine with the CDL and the requirements, maybe you're getting less and less of that. Is that also a pretty difficult situation, especially with what's happened with these conferences? And you got schools, their closest member of the conference is 40 miles away. The other extreme is 110, and I can imagine the extracurricular side is challenging.
It is. It is challenging. It used to be that people loved to pick up those extra routes because that was extra money in their pockets, and it's become so much so far and so often that a lot of times bus drivers are not just grabbing those drives anymore, so they're being assigned. A lot of our districts you'll see are utilizing the white multi-function activity buses, those short, what you think is a yellow bus, but then it's painted all white, so you know it's something different. And it is different. That's an activity bus. It's a different license, and a lot of our coaches are able to secure that for smaller teams. But when you're talking a football team, there's no way they're going to fit on that bus. And when you're talking basketball teams, freshmen and JV or volleyball, that's usually too many kids for that small bus. So we do need bus drivers for the big yellow buses. And let's be clear, those drivers are trained more than anybody else. That's who we want hauling our kids.
At this point, in this area, this area, usually it's district operated buses. You don't have too many, well, I'm still calling it Laidlaw, but you don't have too many private busing companies in this corridor, do you? Relatively compared, I guess, to bigger districts, what have you.
In our 20 districts, we only have one district that utilizes buses for contract, and that's Taylorville School District. They do contract out.
So the challenges certainly are immense, and Anything you think that can be done to improve it? I understand that some districts have put out bonuses, and I realize that no school district has extra money lying around.
Yeah, we talk a lot. We hold roundtables with our transportation directors, and we have a listserv that we all share information and ideas on how to get those people to come and drive. We're trying everything. You'll drive by some places before school starts. A lot of times there's a big yellow bus in the front yard with a big banner on it saying we're hiring bus drivers. Social media is being used to get interest in there. So we're open to any ideas to get that word out. I was really glad that you called to want to do this today, because we really need to let the community know. If you're looking, this is a job that you can do other things during the day. It's a morning route and an afternoon route. Or if you just want to take those evening extracurriculars, we have people that do that. But if you're looking for a pretty well-paying job that doesn't take your whole day so you can do other things, this is a great idea for you.
With work at home expanding and indications that it will live past COVID for a number of jobs, maybe the door is open for someone who couldn't have done it 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. If it's something that you're looking for, I think it's relatively safe when it comes to COVID and that. The buses you're facing one way, the students are facing the other. Our districts have done their very best to keep it as safe as possible on that bus. So I definitely think it's an option that people should be looking at.
Yeah, it's a heck of a topic. Anything else going on, or any other points I missed about the school bus driver hunt?
Just want to make sure that everybody knows that, you know, those requirements are that you have that CDL, and our school districts will help you learn how to figure out how to drive that big yellow bus and how to safely transport those students and how to work with the students and the families. We it's an important job, and we as school leaders want you to be a part of our team. So give it a thought.
All right. And anything about the school year, anything else you people getting back to business, adjusting to a full year of in-person learning, whatever, just any advice you have in that regard?
I'd just like to remind everyone that our schools and our teachers and the entire teams of our schools are excited to be back. We love having our kids back in our buildings face to face. We need to remember as community members that we're all in this together. And even when we're upset about how something may or may not be done, we need to remember to be kind. That's the biggest thing. Our children need to see us as adults handling these tough situations responsibly, respectfully, and being kind to one another, even when we don't agree on everything. It's going to be a great year. We're ready to roll. Kids are back. The students are happy to be back. Teachers are glad to be back in their classrooms. Bus drivers are excited to have a bus load. And I'll tell you what, our school nutrition people, those famous lunch ladies, are thrilled to death to be serving lunches just like we used to. So it's going to be a great year, and we're excited to be here and hope everyone else feels that same excitement.
We'd like to thank the superintendents for their help with the program today. And again, if you're interested in becoming a school bus driver, contact the various school districts across the WSMI listening area. That's it for Forum. I'll see you again next weekend for Around Montgomery County. I'm Sean Balint.